It's 11:30, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Tevi Pils with Katrina Roselle and Philip Smalley. In the weather, it's a wet and windy 7 degrees outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. World leaders meet in France, the latest Fast and Furious movie opens today, and the Blue Jays are having a World Series reunion. And now to our top story. Fresh off the G20 in London, 28 world leaders, including Prime Minister Stephen Harper, are now in France for the two-day NATO summit. The focus of the talks moved from the recession to fighting terrorism. The big question is whether U.S. President Barack Obama can expect a better response from Europe over support in Afghanistan. So far, he surprised many by holding a town hall meeting, taking questions from the audience, similar to his election campaign speeches. Obama says America shares a good deal of the blame for the economic toil, but under his watch, change will come. But it can't happen alone. Obama is also warning Europe they face the threat of terror, asking them to join in his fight against terrorism. The latest film in the Fast and Furious movie series opens today, but police are concerned that the big screen street racing will be reproduced on the roads. Their hope lies in new street racing laws to act as a deterrent. Speeders can expect their cars seized, a suspended license, and fines up to $10,000. Over 11,000 cars have been towed since the laws came into effect. The problem is most extreme speeders don't realize how tough laws are until they've been caught or already caused a crash. In Scarborough, a new program has been created for youth at risk where students can get to cook with the police and also eat with them. Even for the kids, this was hard to imagine. Monica Valencia reports.
I never thought I'd be cooking with them.
Penny Siskopoulos is one of the 14 students in the Eastside Cooking Corner. Constables Sharon Myers and Amy Hanser decided to offer an after-school activity where youth learn to cook and network with the community.
Cooking is a great idea because it's always basketball or something sport-related.
They meet every Tuesday night at Maplewood High School with culinary teachers Andy Stevenson and Darren Beer. The program started on January 13th, but students have already learned how to make chicken, cake, stir-fried, and biscuits. And they get to learn a lot more, says Stevenson.
They can improve their self-esteem, try to work on their confidence level.
After every class, the students take home their dishes to share with family. Says Kapila says her mom is impressed with her cooking.
They're really surprised. Every week they ask me what I've learned, and they're just like, oh my gosh, I didn't think you were going to learn that much.
If the officers get funding, they will run the program again. The importance of this program, according to Stevenson, is to bring police and youth together.
It can break down some barriers between authority figures such as the police and the teachers.
Students will get a certificate at their graduation on March 10, when they will eat one last time with the police. Monica Valencia of Survey Radio News, Scarborough.
And if the lousy weather hasn't gotten you down already, CTV Toronto's popular weatherman Dave Duvall officially retires today and sets a record too. He will receive a certificate today from Guinness World Records for having the longest career as a weather forecaster. His 48-year forecasting career will also be marked by renaming the street leading into CTV Studios as Dave Duvall Way. He joined CTV Toronto when it was launched in 1961. He is best known as the man who can draw and write backwards. And that's the latest in news. Now here's Katrina with sports.
Thanks, Tevi, and hi, everyone. In sports, Bozak signs on with the Leafs. Jays plan to flock in for a big reunion this summer. Raptors head off to New York tomorrow. Tyler Bozak signs on with the Leafs. Over 20 teams were interested in the 23-year-old Regina, Saskatchewan native. According to TSN, many describe him as a strong face-off man on the power play and penalty kill. Leafs will face the Flyers in Philadelphia tonight at 7. Calgary slides into the playoffs with a 2-1 victory over Dallas last night. The Flames beat Vancouver for the Northwest Division by 1 point. Dallas has 4 games to go and dropped from 9th to 8th. It's likely that this will be the first time the Stars will miss the playoffs since 2002. Oilers continue to slip from the playoffs after a 2-1 loss to San Jose Sharks last night. Edmonton is 11th in the Western Conference. Tomorrow, the Oilers play the 4th game of a 6th homestead against Vancouver. The Sharks go home to host Anaheim. In baseball, according to 680 News, there is a big reunion slated for this summer. Blue Jays hero Joe Carter said 30 former Jays and coaches will flock to Toronto from August 6th to the 8th to celebrate the Jays' 1993 World Series win. Jays manager Cito Gaston condemned Clemens yesterday of being involved in his firing when he was the team's manager in 1997. Gaston described Clemens as a selfish, quote, bitter old man, unquote. TSN reports author Jeff Perlman made the allegation in his new book called The Rocket That Fell to Earth. Jays play its second game at Florida tonight at 7. In basketball, New York hosts the Raptors tomorrow afternoon at 1. The BMO Field will have Seattle for a game tomorrow afternoon at 4. According to 680 News, the first round of the Shell Houston Open golf tournament was delayed by 2.5 hours because of a morning thunderstorm. Wind speeds reached 80 kilometers per hour. The round will continue this morning. CTV reports 23-year-old Halifax Sarah Conrad took the gold in the halfpipe competition at the Canadian Snowboard Nationals in Quebec. The Canadian halfpipe team is off to Stoneham, Quebec for the Canadian training camp. A Halifax skier who hasn't hit the slopes in 3 years is coming out of retirement on one of the toughest mountains in North America. She's dusting off her snowboard at Mont-Tremblant, Quebec. Jenna Conter has the story.
It's definitely great to be back, but I think I've been away for a bit too long. It's going to take a bit longer to get back into it, but I'm definitely glad to be back.
Vicky Mee is getting ready to hit the slopes after spending too many seasons on flat ground. She used to be an avid snowboarder in Halifax. She was also a well-known snowboarding instructor there. She hasn't been on the slopes since she moved to Toronto. Now, Mee says she's just happy for the opportunity to get back to the sport she loves.
I was given this opportunity to come back this year, and I went for it.
At the height of the season, Mont-Tremblant is packed with people eager to take advantage of the most recent dump of snow. From beginners to the most advanced, people come from all over eastern Canada to ski here. Tremblant stands around 650 meters tall, which dwarves Martok at just over 200 meters, so Mee is prepared to take it slowly. With almost 20 years of experience behind her on all kinds of slopes, she hopes that this 3-year hiatus won't hold her back. Jenna Conter, Observer Radio News, Mont-Tremblant, Quebec.
And that's all from sports. On the other side of the break, we'll have Phil with entertainment.
Hi, I'm Armin, one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting the light bulb in his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison's Pet Center for the annual and spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa asking for puppies and kittens, monkeys and mice. And to top it off, some ask for aquariums too. Can you imagine what the back of Santa's sleigh look like? Come on, give Santa a break. I don't want to babysit all those animals and fishes till Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. The sale starts on Saturday and run through Christmas Eve. Allison's is located on the corner of Fulton and North Streets in Petaluma. And a meow Christmas and a Happy New Year from Allison Pet Center.
Welcome back, guys. It's Friday, and that means movies are opening up across the city. Now, what are we going to see? The biggest name is Fast and Furious. That's right. I didn't say The Fast and the Furious like the one from a few years back. Nope. This is number 4 in that series. Paul Walker and Vin Diesel reprise their original roles and drive imported Civics through narrow city streets. You might as well have slapped a tag on the trailer saying this is basically number 1, only the actors have gotten just a little bit older and just a little bit more washed up. But, like they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Sticking to Hollywood, actress Keira Knightley is part of a shocking new commercial for a women's charity in the UK. Her spot for a women's aid charity has her coming home from work in a scripted setting to find bloodstains all over her apartment. A man approaches her and slaps her, and she tells him that a slap wasn't part of the script. He then goes ahead and beats her vividly on the screen. As he starts to kick her in the stomach, the ad becomes just a little unbearable. This piece gives us a striking and violent reminder of the real problem of women's abuse. Now, think of it as modern art meets modern education. The next generation of contemporary artists creating a multimedia spectacular in Toronto's East End. Steve Darley has this report.
Multimedia art exhibits are nothing new to the city of Toronto. This one, though, is a bit different. The artists are very young. The location is their school, William Burgess Elementary in East York. And for one night only, they transform the school into a live-action art gallery. In a tribute to Toronto's world-famous Nuit Blanche, they called the exhibit Nuit Burgess. The artist used a mix of styles from traditional paintbrushes to modern-day digital images. Performance art, including music and dance, also took center stage. The night was a celebration of multiculturalism. Teacher Mark Baker was quite literally thrilled with the event. His class performed their own version of Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Decided not to have the conventional, concert sort of thing, and we took a page out of the whole Nuit Blanche and decided to have lots of art installments all over the school. and we decided to do part of a dance, really. And so we decided to do the Thriller dance.
Hundreds gathered for the exhibition, and the school was buzzing with activity and excitement. Parents were thrilled and flocked the hallways and classrooms, eager to see their children's creativity. Tasia Alexiou-Pipilas has a son in grade 2. Both of them had been looking forward to the event for weeks.
It's worth it because I see my child like looking forward every day coming to school.
School principal Lynn Strangway was pleased that all 300 students were involved in the exhibition in one way or another. Even with a chaotic start, she can't wait for next year and the second installment of Mui Burgess. Steve Darley, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
That's all for entertainment. Now we're heading back to Tevi for the wrap.
Thanks, Philip. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.